Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures quite strong today. Closed higher on all three grain contracts here, with corn up 9.25 cents in December at 332.5. November beans up 29.5 at 941.75. That was the most significant move of the day in terms of the grain contracts. And then wheat futures up 7 in Kansas City. July 15 up 7.5 at $5.74. And then Chicago wheat December up 5.75 at 491.5. Now, the overall idea, especially behind corn at this point, is that in the future, it doesn't look like a farmer would have any incentive to plant corn and lose money. So the D's 15 and December 16 corn also stayed strong today, with December of 16 just above $4. So there are some way on out there. Two crop years from now are responding pretty nicely to the fact that we're below break-evens. Now, soybeans, on the other hand, they did lead the way today, up 29.5 cents. It seemed like that was more of a technical move than a fundamental move, as we've been sold off for so or oversold for so long. The 50-day moving average at $10.11. We're at 9:40, so there's still a lot of room just on the technical side for that market to rebound.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The exports this morning were bullish on all three categories. Wheat futures were 50,000 higher than the average guess at 650,000. Corn 883,000. We're looking for 700 to 850,000 metric tons. And then beans about 320,000 higher than the guess. So extremely bullish for beans at 974,000. Now, the next report, USDA report, will be October 10th. It'll be Friday, 11 a.m. So that will be the next thing. We have a corn condition and progress report released this afternoon. I expect it to show 20 to 25% harvested for corn and soybeans. And then kind of a side note here, if you look at the storage picture here in the U.S., coming into the year, we have about 3.5 million bushels of grain in storage. And we have about 24 to 25 billion bushels overall. So if we produced 14.5 billion bushels of corn, 4.5 billion bushels of soybeans, and then you know, quite a bit of wheat, we're going to run into a storage problem nationwide, and it'll be interesting to see what impact that has on not only on the futures market, but on the cash basis markets around the country, and then the export market, of course, in the Gulf of Mexico.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping the markets, December live cattle 42 higher at 166.30, February up 55 at 166.10, November feeder cattle 70 lower at 240.27, January down 65 at 234.07, December lean hogs 285 higher at 95.87, February up 210 at 92.75. December, Kansas City wheat up 7.5 at 575 and a half. March up 6.75 at 575 and a half. December Chicago wheat up 5.75 at 491 and a half. March up 6.5 at 503 and a half. December corn up 9.25 at 332 and a half. March up 9 at 345 and a quarter. November soybeans 30 higher at 942 and a quarter. January up 30 at 950 and a half. December cotton up 191 at 64.38 and March up 118 at 62.28. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.